Highlander's been involved with Galen since 1966. The Nillises and Augustines asked me to tell you what Galen's meant to my family through the years, and I'm going to do that in just a minute. But before I do that, I want to tell you what Galen was really like back in the late 60s and early 70s. Back then, our technology department, that consisted of both manual and the latest in electric typewriters. Now, in typing class, I did not always apply myself as much as I could have or should have, so I was always directed to use the manual typewriter and leave the other ones, for the electric ones, for the other students. But you know what? I get myself in there, but I just figured nobody could be the best at everything, right? Our communications division at Galen back then, that was down there in the gym lobby. Some of you might remember that. And that was made up of that payphone that hung up on the wall down there. Unbelievable, but for a dime, I could get a hold of anybody in the area that I wanted to. Even if I didn't have a dime, or let's say I had a dime, but I wanted to save it for a bottle of pop later, I could still get a message to my mom. Now, how that worked was I'd pick up the phone, dial zero, and a live operator would answer. And I would say, "This is Steve. I would like to make a collect call to my mom, Anna." So I could hear the operator call up my mom, and mom would answer, and the operator would say, "Ann, I have your son Steve on the other line, and he would like to make a collect call and have you pay for the charges." Well, the next thing I thought I heard was, "Heck no, I don't know that bum, and she hung up the phone." Now, if mom really did say that, she didn't mean it. But she got the message that practice was over and it was time to come to town and pick up the wood. And guess what? I still had a dime in my pocket. The last thing I want to tell you about from back then is our weight room. Now, that's a little bit different today than it was back then. That was located off the front gym there in that south locker room, in that tightly locked up cage that's in that south locker room. Basically, no students were allowed to go in there. Now, when we did sneak in there, we were likely to find a single barbell with a few odd weights laying around. It wasn't very highly used. Despite all those odds, those of us from that era would proudly tell you that we were very strong and in tip-top shape. You see, we used to get our weight training by throwing hay bales and pitching manure. Yep, you can be right. And when it came time for the cardio workout, we went out to the bean field and pulled some weeds. Now, I know I make it sound like we didn't have much back then, but really, we had everything we ever needed and more. Most importantly, we were surrounded by people, just like today's Galen, who were dedicated to teaching us that our faith needed to be the tool that we use to guide us in all of our future endeavors. After graduating from Galen, I went on to become a teacher. I related to many students through the years that there was a great scientist named Sir Isaac Newton, who once said that he accomplished the things that he did because he was able to stand on the shoulders of giants. I suggest to you that there are many of us in this room tonight who owe at least part of our accomplishments and some of our seeds of faith to the giants who have and continue to grace the halls of Galen. It's my firm belief that in our Catholic schools, the backbone of the giant is our priests. In order for Catholic schools to work, there have to be people who are willing to give in of their self-interest for the greater good of others. It's pretty easy for me to see that this is a definition of our priests. Back around 1972, the priests who did this had names like Father Arts, Father Augustine, Father Borman, Father Fairfield, Father Murray, Father Remus, and Father Stone. My mom recently reminded me that a big part of the reason why my siblings and me received a Catholic education is because at the time we had a parish priest who kept explaining to mom and dad the importance of a Catholic education until mom and dad signed us up at Galen. Thank God for parish priests. Some of the self-sacrificing priests who make up the backbone of the giant today have names like Father Kevin, Father Bruce, Father Dan, Father Matt, Father Mario, Father Pat, and Father Paul. I haven't named them all, but I can assure you that my family is forever grateful for the blessings that we have received because of their unselfishness. The everyday challenge to do good is difficult, but armed with a background of faith, hopefully the task is made a little easier each day for my family. I'm thankful, I'm hopeful, and I am excited about what's going on at Galen. When our home is filled with family, and I see one of the youngest grandkids step up and confidently and devoutly lead us all in the meal prayer, or when we're just hanging around and one of the youngsters breaks out singing some religious song that they learned at school just because it's what they feel in their heart, or when we're playing Bible trivia and they beg for one more question, I know that not only has the faith seed been firmly planted, it's being highly nurtured at Galen. In closing, I want to say that the process of creating faith-filled students continues every day at Galen. Administrators, teachers, janitors, coaches, cooks, secretaries, support staff, they all form a team of doers who certainly are a vital part of the whole picture. Just as Galen was a blessing to my family in the past, it continues to be a blessing for today's families. Galen Catholic truly was a holy, magical getaway experience for my siblings and me. Galen Catholic truly was a holy, magical getaway experience for the seven children of Mary and I. Galen Catholic, St. Albert's Catholic, and Dowling Catholic continue to be a holy, magical getaway experience for my family, especially the grandkids. Don't have time to name them all, so I'm just going to say Carter through Kyle. I want to thank the Ball Committee for all of your hard work in putting this celebration together, and I certainly want to thank every one of you for supporting it. Your efforts would make even Sir Isaac Newton proud. Have fun tonight.